One year ago today, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett made headlines when he advised families living in homes built before 1951 to install filters as protection from possible lead poisoning. Before that date, it was commonplace for pipes delivering water from the main into homes to be made of lead.
A flurry of activity followed Barrett's announcement. The city's health department launched a Lead Safe Milwaukee public education campaign, and before that, the agency distributed over 2,000 water filters to area families. And the Common Council passed an ordinance mandating property owners replace their side of the service line whenever there's a leak on their side or the city part of the line.
No one knows more about the risks and challenges of dealing with lead in drinking water than Mark Edwards. The Virginia Tech civil engineering professor not only helped hold a spotlight up to Flint, Michigan's water crisis, but years earlier he investigated a public health disaster in Washington, D.C. that ended with congressional hearings in 2010. Edwards told Lake Effect Susan Bentz the challenges begin with reliable lead testing.
There is no field test kit available that's reliable for lead because lead often occurs in a particulate form. Back, say, 10 years ago, we used to think that lead was dissolved in water like sugar or salt. And if it's dissolved, there are many techniques you can use. You can use field techniques, you can use electrochemistry, or you can use traditional techniques where you take it back to the lab. However, if it's in a particle form, we're talking things like some flaked off lead rust, which is chemically identical to lead paint, or a piece of lead solder, which is the glue that's used to hold copper pipes together, or a chunk of brass. These sometimes are big enough you can even see them by eye. And if they get into your food or drinking water, they can create an enormous lead exposure. In some cases, we saw samples where little tiny pieces of lead, if you consumed it, it's enough to raise your blood lead from zero to above 15 micrograms per deciliter, three times current level of concern in a single swallow of water. So it's these particulates that, as the plumbing degrades, It starts to fall off into the water. That creates a health risk, and it creates a nightmare because it's random. And what that means is you could take 100 samples from a house looking for lead, and in one of those samples, you could have a massive hazardous exposure, 5,000, 10,000 parts per billion, and all the rest could look like non-detectable. And so the randomness to this is really the big concern. It presents sampling and analytical challenges. We used to tell people if they took one sample and it was low, their water's safe. We now know that's not true. The fact you get one low result doesn't mean the next glass of water your child drinks won't elevate their blood lead from zero to above lead poisoning standards. What do we do with that mess? We've been telling people this wrong information for 25 years. If we change it now, people don't want to change it because that admits we've been doing it wrong. And then what if we're telling people, what's the value of testing at that point? If you can get five results that look low and your next sample could be dangerous, what's the point? And this is all part of the reason why these filters are starting to look more attractive, because the filters can eliminate the risk from these particles, and they are cheaper than analyzing the water. So as a result, some people are saying, if you have a lead pipe, why would you ever bother measuring your water? We know that this is a hazard. We know that pieces of lead are going to fall off in your water. Simply invest in protecting yourself by filtering the water used for cooking or drinking and be done with it. Have peace of mind. So there's a lot of debate going on about how to best deal with this problem. Detect it, remediate it, and what do we do with this random, oh my gosh, chunks of lead are falling off in the water sometimes and not others. It's maddening. It really is.
I'm sure it is. Is it correct that random occurrence is not necessarily linked with work that might be going on on a lateral or on a water main?
Absolutely. I mean, imagine lead paint. When it's new in your house, it's intact. You could go up and kind of rub against it, and you know, pieces of lead are not going to fall off. But as it gets old and cracks, it falls off, and kids can put that chip into their mouth, or it's ground up into dust that they can get on their hands and put in their mouth. So too the plumbing. When it's new, pieces of lead just really don't fall off. But as it rusts and it starts to get old, chunks of lead can fall off here and not there. And as a result, you've got this random release. And as long as you have lead in your plumbing system, you have a potential hazard, no matter how many samples you've collected that tell you your lead is low.
When is it now that you go in and sample? Just under specific circumstances? Or?
Well, there are many reasons to sample. Look, someday we're going to have to get all these lead pipes out of the ground. But that is not going to occur in my lifetime or even my children's lifetime. We've got pure lead pipes. We've got lead solder in people's houses. We've got lead that we were adding to brass until January of 2014. Any house that's built before January 2014 has lead in the brass fixtures. And as a result, we have to learn to live with lead. I hate to say that. And part of learning to live with lead is first we need to have a Band-Aid, which means some people are not going to be able to afford filters or they'll forget to use it. And so we have to do the best we can with corrosion control to try to minimize human lead exposure. And we need to continue sampling to see how good we are doing. It's an important Band-Aid. It's not perfect. No one's happy with it. But until the time that those lead pipes are all gone, we have to do the best we can because some people are not going to use the filters or they'll forget or they can't afford it. The next step is how do you to protect yourself in the meantime? Well, bottled water, but that's not environmentally sound and it can be expensive in some circumstances. The filters, which actually cost less than a single lead analysis, and if you use it to clean up the water used for cooking or drinking, you've got peace of mind. They're effective. Or sampling and trying to increase the likelihood that you don't have a lead contamination problem in your house. But no amount of sampling should ever give you complete security as long as you know that there is lead in the plumbing. So these are the things that we're trying to grapple with, and it's not easy.
Mark Edwards is a civil engineer professor, and he directed the response to the city of Flint's lead contamination crisis. He spoke with Susan Vance, and you can find more of our coverage of lead in Milwaukee's drinking water at WUWM.com.